I'd say that there are three people in the Bible to whom I most often hear people compare themselves to. Three people that seem to really capture our understanding of our Christian life. People that will often say, well, I'm like this. Now, there are probably others, but three that stand out to me. Those three are Job and Thomas and Martha. It seems that when we look in the mirror and ask about our own faith, we typically don't see heroic. And so we identify with those people that we might consider the greatest saints of the Bible. Instead, we avoid those comparisons and quickly notice the weakness of certain figures and identify with that in our own lives. And so, when things seem to be going bad enough in my life, I might see Job and think about the sufferings that he endured as I endure my own particular sufferings. When I have trouble believing in some way, I can see myself as doubting Thomas, the one who struggled and questioned. But probably the most common comparison that I hear of all is the comparison to Martha. I cannot tell you how many people have said to me, I'm like Martha, usually meaning because they prefer to be busy about different tasks and like to be active. Now, I think these are good comparisons for us, actually. We probably should give ourselves more credit than we do and not only see our lives of faith in terms of our weakness. But if we really reflect on the lives of these three biblical figures, if we carry out the comparison to the end, then in fact they can be the kind of role models that take us from our struggles to being sons and daughters of God that we were made to be. And so, Job is certainly one who suffers in ways unimaginable for most of us, and yet, Job is an extraordinary example of faith because he never wavers in his trust in God. No matter what happens, he stays faithful. He believes with all his heart that God knows best, even when things seem the worst. And Thomas, for all his doubts, eventually responds with great faith to the point that he sees the Lord and says, my Lord and my God, and gives a prayer to our own voices that can reflect faith. And then our history tells us that he would eventually give his life as a martyr of a witness to the faith. But today I want to really look at Martha. Because the part of Martha's story that is so famous is her anxiety and worry. But too often we kind of skip over the final part of her story, the part of the story that we hear in today's gospel. This whole arc of Martha's life is one that we should definitely try to model. We should recognize the power of the gospel at work in her. So think about the beginning of the story. She comes to Jesus complaining. Tell my sister to help me. Can she not see that I'm taking care of all this stuff and she's just sitting there? And then Jesus says to her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. Mary has chosen the better part. In other words, he is saying to Martha, you should be more like your sister. Now, how would that sit for most of us? Of course, for me, it would sit very well because there's a chance that my sister Diane is watching, and so if she is, I would love to be compared to my sister. But too often, we get defensive when we are criticized, and yet Jesus holds her accountable for her anxiety and worry. And she listens. She embraces what it is that Jesus asks of her. Because the story at that point ends, and time passes before we pick it up again today. And look at Martha today. It seems clear that Martha did what Jesus said to her. She must certainly have spent time just sitting and listening to Jesus. Because in today's gospel, She had something real to cause her worry and anxiety. Her brother has died. The grief that she experienced was real. The uncertainty of her future without her brother was real. But this time, with something much greater to worry about than just household tasks, her response was not filled with anxiety at all. Instead, when Jesus comes up to her, she says, "I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Now she has total trust in God in the face of what seems impossible. "Even now I know, I believe." Jesus tells her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this?" And she responds, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe." And so this is the Martha upon whom we should model our lives. If you have ever said you are like Martha, be like this Martha. Go ahead and take care of the tasks of your life, but make sure that you take time to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen, because it is there where He shapes our hearts and our minds. It is there that He can transform our anxiety and worry into the kind of faith and trust that is able to see even death differently. For the second week in a row, people have questioned Jesus about why a tragedy has happened. A man born blind, a beloved friend dying. And for the second week in a row, the response of Jesus is to say, "This will be for the glory of God." 3 weeks ago, we had a similar line in our first reading, a question that said, "Is the Lord in our midst or not?" The kind of questions that should help us reflect at the end of Lent, but certainly the kind of questions that we should be thinking about in the midst of our current disrupted lives. I've asked you to consider the question each day in light of our disrupted lives. Is the Lord in our midst or not? "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe in the good that you can bring out of everything." Let Martha and the other heroic figures in the Scriptures be your guide. They don't start out perfect, but they grow. They listen to God, and they begin to see more and more as God sees. For any worry or anxiety that you feel, know that Jesus looks at you the way He looked at Martha. Hear His voice. Sit with me and listen. Let me ease your worry and anxiety. I am stronger even than death. That's the voice that Jesus offers to you. That's the better part that the Lord gives you while you sit at home. And so pray during these days. Pray with doubting Thomas, "My Lord and my God." Pray with Martha, "Yes, Lord, I believe you are the resurrection and the life."